Let's hit the field.
All right. Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game 18 of 162, and the Yankees were taking on the Blue Jays in game 2 of a 3-game set behind Carlos Rodon. But could the Yankees figure out Blue Jays lefty Yusei Kikuchi? My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium,
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tough night for the Yankees. They have lost 3 games in a row. That is the first series that they have lost this season. And it was bound to happen. I mean, nobody wins every series, and the Yankees weren't going to, you know, play 800 ball for the whole season, but they're still 12-6. And, you know, when you get off to a hot start like the Yankees got off to, it affords you a couple of little scuffles like this. So let's all step back from the ledge. Tough night, but I promise we will get through this together. So another bad night defensively from Gleyber Torres. Aaron Judge continues to scuffle. He was 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. It's weird. You know, he hits the big home run on Sunday, 450 feet, and you're thinking, all right, he's going to break out of it. Only a matter of time, right? But has not happened. He has gone back into a slump, and I think it's only a matter of time that he does break out. But, you know, he's got to get going soon because the Orioles are starting to play well, and they are hot on our trail. Very tough night for Anthony Volpe. He struck out 4 times. I'm not going to eat the kid's lunch over that. Bad nights happen. We all have a bad day at work once in a while. And he's been doing, you know, otherwise a great job not striking out. I think tonight's the exception, not the rule. So you see that Carlos Rodon started tonight. He did not make it long. He threw way too many pitches. And I felt like he couldn't put guys away. The fastball was good. It was, you know, 97, 98, but you got to have something else to go with it. And he has not shown that secondary stuff enough, or he doesn't use it enough. You know, I mean, when you go fastball, max effort, you know, you're going to wear yourself out and the opposition is going to eventually time you. So Yankees made a game of it tonight. You know, you see there Rizzo, he got robbed a couple of times. Verdugo had a couple of doubles. Yankee Stadium, that's probably a game-tying 2-run home run, but they were not playing at Yankee Stadium. 3 RBIs from Jose Trevino, but the Yankees fall to the Blue Jays. So first 3-game losing streak, I think we can just go ahead and say blow it up.
Smile, you son of a...
John Ruggiero says Rodon a bum. Fact. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's tough. All right, let's go through and talk a little bit about, you know, the blow by blow here. Yusei Kikuchi was sharp from the opening bell. He struck out Volpe, he struck out Soto, and he struck out Judge in a row in the top of the first inning. You figure at that point, it's going to be a battle, and it absolutely was. Blue Jays, on the other hand, made Carlos Rodon work right from the start. 32 pitches in the first inning. Had a couple of strikeouts, but his jersey looked like he just got out of the pool. I mean, he was working. Top two, Yankees got on the board. There was a base hit from Trevino. Giancarlo Stanton was on second base, and he was running so slow for a second that I thought my internet froze. I mean, I can't explain how slow this man is. For some reason, Luis Rojas sent him from third. Luis Rojas is the third base coach. Waved him in. Throw beat him by 2.5 hours. You could have watched most of Oppenheimer between the time that that ball arrived at home plate and the time that Giancarlo Stanton slid into home plate. But catcher dropped the ball, so Giancarlo was able to score. Absolutely astonishing to me that Rojas sent Stanton there. But it worked out. Got lucky. Rodon bounced back. He had a couple of strikeouts in the second inning. Third and fourth innings were tough. Third inning, he loaded the bases, served up a tying run on a sac fly. And then in the fourth, he loaded the bases again And there had been all this talk about, oh, he's bending but not breaking. He's bending but not breaking. And then Vladdy broke him. Base hit, bring in two. Rodon was done after four innings, 101 pitches. At a time when the team's bullpen is pretty worn out, you're expecting, you know, more length from him. But I think we have a case of the doubleheader hangover, you know? Tough day at the office.
It stinks.
The negative dude says, send Glaber to Saturn's moon.
Which one? I'll be over here, like, winning.
Anyway. So, final line on Rodon. Four innings, five hits, three runs, four walks, five strikeouts. His ERA actually jumped from 1.72 to 2.87 before he even threw a pitch tonight because there was a scoring change to the April 9th game that gave him two extra earned runs. And then tonight it jumped all the way up to 3.66. So his numbers are okay. I mean, they're nowhere near as bad as they were last year. Velocity, as we mentioned, back up to 98. Too many walks. 11 walks in 19 and two-thirds innings. It worries me that he can't put guys away or that he couldn't tonight. The foul balls after foul balls after foul balls. It's excruciating to watch. Deep count after deep count. And I know a lot of you have said it, and I've been saying it. He needs another pitch. You know, apparently he's, you know, picked up this cutter. He's not using it enough. You know, we've seen the changeup before. He threw the changeup a lot last time out. Didn't see it enough. Threw a couple of nice sliders tonight, I thought, but just didn't get it done. Hopefully the walk total comes down as he gets more into midseason form, but definitely not his best outing tonight. The 101 pitches in four innings is just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. So that's about all I have to say about Carlos Rodon. Top of the fifth inning, Verdugo ripped a line drive right at Vladdy Jr. at first base. Guerrero had to jump to try and make the play. It tipped off his glove, but for some reason, Verdugo kind of gave up running right away. And you could see that he had to, you know, pick it back up, and he ended up getting thrown out because he wasn't hustling out of the box. Now, he did have a couple of doubles tonight, but that is something that, you know, needs to be addressed. Second time this week that he hasn't hustled out of the box. That's not going to cut it with Yankees fans. Yankees got robbed of a run in the sixth. Anthony Rizzo hit a blooper down the left field line. Davis Schneider made an outstanding catch to, you know, take away a hit. Rizzo got robbed twice tonight. He got robbed in the ninth inning as well. Tough inning for Gleyber Torres in the bottom of the sixth. Runner on second. Chopper to second. Gleyber tries to nail the runner at third. Initial call was out, and I'm thinking, attaboy, Gleyber, heads up play. But then they reversed it, and I'm thinking, you bonehead. Come on. And then there was a play down at second base where he tried to make a swipe tag and ball got away. They initially charged the error on that play to Jose Trevino, but I think there's been some talk about switching that. Yeah, it's been switched now. Torres miscatch. That's what it's showing on baseball theater anyway. So we got decent outing out of the bullpen from Birdie tonight. Gonzalez was okay. Weaver gave up a couple of runs. But it's not what you want. Not what you want. Yankees did get a couple of runs in the seventh. Torres walked. Verdugo doubled. And then Jose Trevino hit a little dribbler for the second RBI of the game. Oswaldo Cabrera brought in another run with a sacrifice fly. Nice productive out. He also smoked a double batting right-handed. So, you know, don't tell me he can't hit left-handed pitchers when he's batting right-handed. Yankees made it interesting in the ninth. They got another run. Another double from Verdugo. Another RBI from Trevino. But the Blue Jays hung on to win 5-4.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Samantha T says, Boone never addresses hustle issues with players. Well, I'll say he doesn't do it publicly very often, right? I mean, Aaron Hicks had to basically give up in the middle of an inning and stare at a baseball and just loaf like you wouldn't believe to get taken out of the game. But, I mean, maybe behind closed doors he says stuff to guys. He just might not be a guy who does it publicly. Not every manager does that publicly. But I think that what I'm seeing from Verdugo is a little bit concerning. Now, I like the doubles. I like that he's, you know, starting to heat up a little bit at the plate. 761 OPS, playing a pretty good left field. But there's been two instances in the last week where a little bit of hustle would have gotten him first base. And neither time did he hustle. How many times did we not notice it? But those are just two times that I have noticed it. Shadow says Yankees not looking Yankees not looking again, second day in a row. I think he meant not looking good again, or not looking like a very good offense again. Offense kind of dead tonight. I expected when they came into Toronto that they would put up some more power. You know, Judge almost always hits well here. Stanton, I feel like, hits well here. I just felt like it was coming. And I can see the voicemail is filling up already. So I'm going to pause my notifications. Otherwise, you're going to keep hearing that ding. But people must be ticked off. I want to hear your takes on Carlos Rodon. I want to hear your takes on Gleyber Torres. I want to hear your takes on anything you want to talk about. Yankees play tomorrow at 3 p.m. I am going to put up a voicemail show in the morning at some point. Probably not as early as usual. I've got a dentist appointment. And then we're going to do a post game probably around 6 p.m. tomorrow night. So hopefully my mouth will be feeling like talking. Anyway, but Blue Jays just battled tonight. They outhit us 8-6. They played clean defense. They didn't have any errors. You know, Kikuchi was nasty. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. He's got a 2.08 ERA, and he just gives the Yankees fits. NES says, according to Boone, the infield defense is solid. Theoretically, it should be better. I didn't count on Rizzo being this bad defensively so far this season. He's been having trouble for years since he got traded to the Yankees. And, you know, we've kind of written it off as flukish stuff because he's played gold glove caliber defense in the past. But I'm starting to get a little worried. You know, it's an alarming trend. I think that Oswaldo is mostly okay at third base. He makes some plays. He makes some, you know, some strikes and some gutters, as the Big Lebowski would say. Torres, he should be theoretically an average second baseman, but he's been well below average so far. And Volpe, we know he's pretty good. He's a, you know, gold glove winning shortstop his rookie year. He's looked mostly good. He's made a couple of mistakes. There was a double play the other day we could have turned and he bobbled it. And, you know, that's why you can't assume the double play. It's tough. So the infield defense is definitely a concern. The bullpen is a concern. And, you know, offensively, I think we're going to be fine. I think we got a little bit of a doubleheader hangover, you know? Rizzo, 0 for 4, hitting 243. Stanton, 1 for 4, hitting 250. We need those guys to step up when Judge and Soto aren't hitting, right? When Volpe's less than the miraculous player that he's been the first, you know, several games of this season. All right, let's get a quick word from our sponsor and we'll take some more comments. This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it helps you browse the internet in a secure and private way to protect your online identity. And as a bonus, using a VPN is a great loophole to avoid the MLB blackout rules on MLB TV. NYY Recaps fans can get 4 months free on a 2-year plan, 3 months free on a 1-year plan, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Go to NordVPN.com/NYYRecaps to get started. Taz, a.k.a. Pedro, says, Volpe went 0 for 4 today. Something is not right. I think Sterling News hit the psyche of the team. Well, there's a lot to break down in there. So, one, Volpe's not going to get a hit every single day. What do we expect him to have, a 162-game hitting streak? You're going to have tough nights. You're going to take some sombreros throughout the course of the season, especially a second-year player. So doesn't necessarily mean that something's wrong, that he had a bad night. So let's just that. Now, it is very possible that something affected the psyche of the team, but I doubt they're, like, devastated. It's not like Sterling has been traveling with the team that often. He's been sick a lot. He's been out of the booth. And it's not like he, like, you know, hangs out in the locker room with the players. He's up in the booth. It's possible that, you know, they're a little disappointed, a little sad that he's retiring, but I don't think it's affecting the on-field performance of the team at all. I think it's a few things. I think you're at the tail end of a road trip, one of the first road trips of the year, a second road trip of the year. First one with Actually, it's not, because they had turf. Is there turf in Arizona? I was going to say, first one with turf, artificial turf, but I feel like there might be turf in Arizona. They have the retractable roof, but I still think they might have fake turf. I'm not sure. Somebody check on that. But, you know, they had the doubleheader. That was the first time they had a doubleheader this year. And I feel like day-night doubleheaders tend to wear out teams more than just the straight-up back-to-back games, because you're there all day. You're playing all day. You're prepping all day. And, you know, when you got back-to-back games, it's like one, you prep once, you play two games, you're done, right? When you've got, you know, two games that are several hours apart, it's like you got to cool down and then get warmed up again. And it's weird. I feel like teams don't recover as well from that. But, yeah, they've kind of hit a little bit of skid since then. So, Edwin NG says, let's admit Bassett and Kikuchi are tough to hit. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey.
The negative dude says, Judge will hit, Stanton will hit. Well, the jury's out on that. Volpe will hit, I think so. Problem is starting pitchers going 4 to 5 innings at best, and infield defense. Rizzo might still be concussed. We'll see. I don't think Rizzo's concussed. I honestly believe it's just kind of a fluky thing. That's what I'm choosing to believe. Former TSTV says, very angry with this team. In all caps. NESTBG says, was the roof open in Toronto that Verdugo ball should have gone out? Oh, man. You sound like Severino from the playoffs a couple of years ago. Look, both teams play under the same conditions, and you got to win under the given conditions. Roof open or not, you know, you just got to figure out a way. Gausman pitching tomorrow. Gausman, he has a 10 ERA. Yankees got to him last time out. Apparently, he's just not throwing as hard, which also reduces the effectiveness of his splitter. So I feel like if he's still kind of that subpar guy that he's been the last couple of starts, the Yankees might jump all over him, especially having just seen him and knowing, you know, what's working and what's not. But if he's the resurgent guy who says he feels great, the Yankees have their hands full, because he can be nasty at times. So, oh yeah, Javier Velez calls in often, says, the Yankees network audio sucked at one point during the game. I was watching on MLB TV, so I watch it on my computer most times. And at one point, the audio just went completely out. And so I switched over to the radio team. And it was like a second ahead of the action on the field. So you would hear the crack of the bat and somebody would start yelling. And then like the pitch hadn't even been thrown yet. So it was a frustrating game to watch for me. I ended up muting it for about 3 or 4 innings, and I was listening to a podcast while I watched the game. So, you know, that's life. You know, audio issues happen. It happened to even the best broadcast teams. I'm well aware of it. I've had it happen myself. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a couple more and wrap it up.
I gotta get out of here.
Osuji Melville says, do you see Stanton ever playing the outfield? I would think if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. But maybe they're waiting for the weather to warm up. Jack Wells says, this offense is no longer in the driver's seat in their at-bats. I get that opinion, too. I feel like the last few days, they've gotten away from what made them so good early on this season. Samantha T says, I think Rizzo is permanently injured because of the concussion last year and not being treated properly. It's entirely possible. It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing to think about. But head injuries, I've seen them up close. They're no fun. They're no fun. I've had a concussion myself one time. Yeah, it can mess with you for a long time. Clint Frazier was never the same. His name's not even the same. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next time.